This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Youth National Convention wrapped up. He said there has never been such a difference between two political parties in America than there is today.
We want our sons and daughters to know the truth. America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
A huge civil rights march is taking place today on this 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. Among those headed that way is this man from Harlem, New York.
There's a lot of things going on affecting the community, specifically the African-American community, and it's very necessary for our presence.
Several speeches are planned at the event, including from Martin Luther King III and the Reverend Al Sharpton. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A 17-year-old accused of shooting 3 people, killing 2 of them during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has formally been charged with 2 counts of homicide, as well as charges of attempted homicide and reckless endangerment. They say that Kyle Rittenhouse is from Illinois, but he's told police he was in Kenosha, hoping to protect businesses during protests over the weekend police shooting of Jacob Blake. Top Trump advisor Jared Kushner says the administration is proud of how it's responded to the pandemic. Kushner says the virus is about people's well-being and not about politics.
I just don't think it's helpful to the public for people to be politicizing this. You have people who are dying. You have a lot of hardship. You have people who have lost jobs. You have people who are scared. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the political division that is being caused by people who are criticizing the response is creating more division.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is stepping down from that post because of health issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental levels.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And with us, we've got the founder, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, chaplain of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, which are having a tough basketball season as we're still dealing with COVID-19. But that doesn't stop your chaplainry responsibilities, does it, Dr. Tony Evans?
Well, It changes it up a little bit, like COVID has changed up everything. So
yeah, without a doubt, I think there's a whole lot of shaking going on, as one artist said, in light of our culture. God, I believe, is trying to get our attention. What are you sensing here?
Well, I call this a divine disruption in order that there might be a divine reset.
Yes.
God has allowed a series of pandemics to hit us that we are unable to resolve ourselves, because he doesn't want us to resolve it ourselves independently of him. And he's really calling the church to come into the vacuum that he's allowed the culture to experience. He's giving us a unique opportunity in a chaotic situation.
And I'm glad you put it that way in terms of the church, because it's the church's responsibility, established by Jesus Christ, that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. If the church is not doing its job, the rest of God's creation suffers consequentially, does it not?
Absolutely. God doesn't skip the church house to fix the White House.
Amen.
And if the church doesn't use this moment, we will have missed one of the greatest opportunities, that Christ be not come, that God has ever given us, because the culture does not have sustaining answers.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know it's been said that politics runs downstream of culture, and people in a general context understand that our politics stinketh. And I say, well, if our politics stinketh, then we got to go upstream, and our culture doesn't smell too good either, does it?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons that is because the church doesn't smell too good. We wouldn't have some of these social problems the way we have them if the church was modeling biblical Christianity in the public square. It's nice to have church services and church meetings, but that's not going to infiltrate and affect the culture. This racial division should never have existed in the church. Therefore, it would not have been as easy to overflow into the culture.
Exactly. And I want to talk more about that in a moment. But getting back to the condition of the church, I've had repeated conversations recently with George Barna, my good friend, who is the professor at Arizona Christian University, the original founder of the Barna study group that did an incredible amount of studies on the church condition. One of his most recent identifiers had to do with a biblical worldview, which brought us together oh, probably about 10 years ago after a great book that he wrote about Jesus and identifying the lack of a biblical worldview being held in the church today. And back then it was less than 50% of the senior pastors in the pulpit today held to a biblical worldview. And that wasn't something that was extraordinary in terms of the identification of a biblical worldview. It was pretty basic. It wasn't like, oh, well, you had to make sure you graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary or, have some special degree in order to hold to a biblical worldview. It was just a common sense. I think there were 10 identifiers of a biblical worldview. I mean, this is how anemic the church is and why we're in trouble, and we're in trouble with God's people that God has called us to serve.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. I think the absence of the grid, the grid through which we are to look at life from a biblical theological framework is definitely missing. We call it the kingdom agenda, the visible manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. If you don't have that comprehensive view of the kingdom, then you're going to segment yourself to certain issues and certain groups and certain people because you don't have a kingdom worldview. You have a cultural worldview, and you sprinkle a little Jesus and Bible on top.
Yeah. That's why Christians, only about 52% believe that a person can gain eternal salvation by being or doing good. I mean, we're back to that old early church argument, by works we're going to save ourselves.
Yeah, and you have more and more Christians gravitating to what the culture is teaching them than what the Word is teaching them. And, in 2 Chronicles 15, it says one of the problems was there was no teaching priest, and a mist in the pulpit will create a fog in the pew.
Amen. Wow. That is powerful. And we have too much fog out in the pews today. And this is why so many people, they've been very casual and questioning whether or not God was intentional in the things that he stated. But that's the age old presentation of Satan himself to Adam and Eve. Did God really say, right?
Right. They started in the wrong place. We've lost divine authority, biblical authority, and we've begun leaning to our own understanding. We're getting our training, our education, our entertainment, all from a secular worldview. It is infiltrating the minds of our individuals, families. You've got Christians who are debating things like same-sex marriage that God has spoken clearly about, but you've got also Christians who don't put justice on the same level as righteousness. And yet the Bible calls for both equally. So you can trace this all the way down, and you're going to run into the same problem, and that's that worldview that you talked about.
Yeah, and we see it, as you say, recycling. I mean, this is nothing new. Nothing new under the sun is what Solomon, the wisest man ever to walk on the earth, we're told, said that, history does repeat itself, but we're not learning from history. I mean, just like in the time when, the times of Nehemiah, when it was time to rebuild the wall and reconcile, and he comes in and sees that, wait a minute, people have intermarried. The very thing that they were judged for, they defaulted and went back upon, and then they had to, but it required leadership to come forth and hold the mirror of their sin to their face. And fortunately, by the grace of God, they were able to see it and had to make some tough decisions.
Well, absolutely, and that's the kind of leadership we need today. We need spiritual statesmen who are not only in the pulpit but in the culture. We need, what we're missing today, from my standpoint, are kingdom disciples.
Yes.
We're trying to grow churches without growing disciples, and therefore you don't have people reflecting a Christian worldview in their own worlds,
mm-hmm.
whether it's work, family, or economics or whatever it happens to be, and therefore they nickel and dime the cross and its implications in society.
Yeah, exactly. We have some breath, but we lack depth. And that's what we need to drill down to, don't we?
Absolutely. And and time is not on our side, so we've got to get real aggressive with it.
Well, on one hand, it is a bit of a double-edged sword the way I see it, Dr. Evans, is that, here we are. I know some people would look at it and say, well, we win. If Jesus comes and we're judged and it's over, we win because we're reconciled. But I don't want to stand before a holy God and said, to ask us, well, what did you do about your family? What did you do about the people that were in your orbit? Was it only about you? Did I not bless you to bless others?
Well, you know, if Jesus comes tomorrow, we don't have to worry about it. But if he doesn't come for another 200 years, you better worry about it, because that's generations that are going to grow up in some kind of world, either influenced and affected by Christian worldview or infected by secular worldview.
Yeah. They're in. Go ahead.
I know. You know, I'm going to do this series on kingdom voting. You've got people who are so into politics that they're missing the kingdom of God and allowing the political divisions of the culture to become the political divisions of the church.
I want to talk more about it when we come back. We've got more from Dr. Tony Evans after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh
Christian independent we are. We come to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Tony Evans continues with us, and we were just talking about his new series coming out in terms of kingdom voting. The thing that is very alarming relevant to voting with amongst evangelicals, we discovered from research that only half of the church will actually register to vote. And of that half, only half again will actually go out and vote. We're not being the world changers that God has called us to be, are we?
No, God has called us to be salt and light, and that means we are to leverage the influence of the kingdom of God in the culture. We're salt of the earth. We're not salt of the shaker. We're light to the world, not light to the bulb. So the idea is that there is a visible, impactful presence, clarifying presence. Let men see your good works, not just talk, hear your good words. And so until we become that kind of church, we cannot influence what happens that we complain about.
Exactly. So tell us more about this new series that you were presenting soon.
Well, I wrote a book called How Should Christians Vote? And I show that God doesn't ride the backs of donkeys or elephants, that he exists. He vote. God is a kingdom independent. He votes for himself. So the question is, how does he feel about every subject? We should have outlined by pastors what the Bible says about all the current issues. Then people can go vote. It doesn't mean they're all going to vote the same, but they all should be entering the voting booth with the same frame of reference, so that when they come out of the voting booth, they're still unified because they're only going to do it the kingdom way. And so that's the kind of atmosphere to bring unity and not allow the division in the culture to divide the church.
And what you are offering to pastors is nothing that's going to compromise their tax break and consideration. In the past, pastors in the pulpit, which go back to what Senator Johnson, before he was elected, in quieting the Christian vote and the voices of Christian pastors, it was all under the threat of them losing some tax exemption.
This is not time for weak pulpits, weak churches, or weak church members, okay? Yes, we should be responsible in what we do, but we should not shy away from what we've been challenged and called to do because of cultural threats, or else the Church of Jesus Christ wouldn't even exist if that were the case. So it is time now for churches to come forth, because if we come forth collectively, on our website we have a 3-point plan for churches in every community to use to begin to control the atmosphere in their community.
Well, Dr. Tony Evans continues to be that sobering voice and that word of the watchman to the church at large, founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Evans, one thing in particular I wanted you to share with our audience, because it was so powerfully delivered, and that had to do with the woman at the well and how Jesus handled the racial divide. Break that down for our audience.
Yes, that's John chapter 4. In John chapter 4, he met a woman. They had been, the Samaritans and Jews had been divided since 722 B.C., but Jesus went anti-cultural as far as Jews are concerned, and it shocked the woman at the well. She says, how is it you being a Jew ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink? We don't do that in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was willing to drink from her cup, which opened the door for him to deal with her sin. And when Jesus, willing to drink from her cup, didn't ignore her humanity, leading the opportunity for evangelism, she becomes a believer. She leads all the other men who she has been dealing with, and many of them become believers, and then he trains his disciples. Don't say 4 months and then comes the harvest. It's already ripe for harvest, and you got all these Samaritan men coming across the field. He just told his Jewish followers, come on, guys, let's get to work. And what astounds me about this passage is at the end of the conversation, it says Jesus went and spent 2 days with the Samaritans. Now, these folk hadn't touched each other since 722 B.C., and in the spectrum of an hour or two, Jesus is spending a weekend with him, because it doesn't take that long to get God to do things when we're willing to do it his way radically.
Exactly. When you're committed to the truth and understanding imago Deo, that we're created in the image of God. But, you know, we can get deep in the theological, but Jesus was very practical, and he turned this around, as you said, within, what, 24 hours? I mean, he heals the racial divide that had been going on for hundreds of years. What could we do here in America with that kind of power?
Well, absolutely. That's what that three-point plan talks about. Churches can come together in every community and become the agents of social change. We talk about adopting every school. We talk about adopting the police station. We talk about them coming together to erase homelessness in their community. If the churches would simply come together across racial and cultural lines without compromising any of the essentials of the faith and begin to reach out and address these righteousness and justice issues in the lives of their people, giving them things they can do as individuals and families, and in the lives of their church collectively, we could control the atmosphere. Just like civil rights control the atmosphere in the civil rights movement, we control the atmosphere in this chaos that we're experiencing in the culture.
Otherwise, we just keep going in circles. We're like the children of Israel out in Kadesh Barnea. You know, I remind people, I say, you know, the reason they kept going in circles is because they didn't learn the lesson. And have we not been going around in circles when it comes to, you know, this racial divide and angst that we have struggled with for so long in this country?
Yes, that's because culture has made us feel that the color of person's skin is more important than the dignity of their creation. And as long as we don't start with God, but we start with culture, then we're going to make divisions based on the wrong criteria. Black is beautiful if it's biblical, and white is only right when it agrees with what has been written. And the moment that you stray from that, then you're using false criteria, which will lead to divisiveness.
Where are we on this spectrum right now in light of Black Lives Matter? You know, what's going on in the streets of America, whether you look at Portland and Seattle, New York as well? I mean, it's we are a nation in chaos right now, Dr. Evans.
Well, absolutely. Well, when you say Black Lives Matter, the issue is, are we talking about an emphasis on entity? Mm-hmm. If you're talking about an emphasis, that's legitimate. Like talking about the life of the unborn matters, okay? That's an emphasis. When you talk about the entity, you need to go online, because the entity would not be consistent with our Christian values. So unless you make that distinction, you're leaving people with lack of clarity. And we should be a clear-sounding trumpet, not vague-sounding words.
Well, unfortunately, the mainstream media has abandoned its reason to exist, and they continue to pollute the political waters in such a way that leaves too many of the body politic, and I would say even, you know, Christians as well, a bit confused, because they're not holding to the truth like you and I had talked about earlier.
Well, absolutely, and because they're not holding to it and not being held accountable to it. The church is not just a place where you go to get inspired. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a place where you're being held accountable to the application of the truth, not merely the information about the truth.
You know, you mentioned the issue of abortion, which continues to be a firebrand and a contentious issue. Recently, I had a blessed opportunity to speak with someone who was very hardline. And very tenderly, I mean, eventually she opened up and I understood why she was so resistant. And that was the guilt that she was holding deep in her, even in her subconscious, of a decision that she had made previously. But God healed her, you know, quite dramatically in the way, only way that God can do it, like we talked about earlier. You know, with God, there's no manner of time, is there?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And it's great when people can, out of their own experience, develop a burden for a righteous emphasis so that others can benefit from their hurt and then their healing.
Well, Dr. Evans, as we wrap things up, we've got about a minute left. The lasting message that you want believers to hold to right now for this time.
An opportunity. There is a divine disruption. This has been orchestrated by God because he's trying to reset first the church so that we can do a reset for the culture. And if we will take advantage of this moment, and we have tools to help people to do that at TonyEvans.org, and we just pray that God will equip leaders to equip members to practically, hands-on, become salt and light in the culture.
Amen. Dr. Tony Evans, founder, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas. The new book coming out soon, right?
Yeah, well, the book is is out, How Should Christians Vote? So they can get that on our website. Yes.
That's online as well. Okay, very good. Dr. Evans, always a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
The threat of kidnappings is prevalent in Nigeria, where thousands of Christians are facing persecution as they trust in and glorify God with encouragement from the Tide Ministry's Gospel Radio Project. One listener wrote, "A month ago, my younger sister was kidnapped with her daughter. I prayed without ceasing, sewed without ceasing, evangelized without ceasing, danced without ceasing, and today God has set my sister and her daughter free. I came to give him all the glory." A high crime rate, poverty, unemployment, plus tribal and religious tension create dangerous living conditions. Christians often become easy targets because they stand in contrast to the surrounding suspicion and violence. Nigerian Christians desperately need our prayer and support.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump accepting the Republican nomination last night as the Republican National Convention wrapped up. He said there has never been such a difference between two political parties in America than there is today.
We want our sons and daughters to know the truth. America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
A huge civil rights march is taking place today on this 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. Among those headed that way is this man from Harlem, New York.
There's a lot of things going on affecting the community, specifically the African-American community, and it's very necessary for our presence.
Several speeches are planned at the event, including from Martin Luther King III and the Reverend Al Sharpton. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We must focus on the promise of the American journey. I know that journey well. My grandfather's 99th birthday would have been tomorrow. Growing up, he had to cross the street if a white person was coming. He suffered the indignity of being forced out of school as a third grader to pick cotton, and he never learned to read or write. Yet, he lived long enough to see his grandson become the first African American to be elected to both the United States House and the United States Senate in the history of this country. Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last. There are millions of families just like mine all across this nation, full of potential, seeking to live the American dream. And I'm here tonight to tell you that supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance of making that dream a reality. God bless you. And Father, please continue blessing the United States of America. God bless.
The powerful words of Senator Tim Scott at the Republican National Convention. What a night. And last night, of course, a wrap-up and a great speech from the president, the 45th president of the United States, so much so that former Clinton advisor Doug Schoen said President Trump's strong Republican convention speech increases his re-election chances. That's quite an endorsement, Liz Peek. Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor. And I know that the president's speech was very effective for you as well.
I think it was. But honestly, I think the whole convention was just such an immense step up from what the Democrats presented last week. I found the Democrat convention boring, flat, full of grievances and anti-Americanism. I really don't know who they thought was going to be inspired by that four-day, I call it a slog, I think it really was. By contrast, I think the Republicans had so many powerful stories. Tim Scott, obviously a highlight, but oh my gosh, Alice Johnson, the young, you know, Elise Stefanik, some of the young Republicans that were brought in to speak, which was really a breath of fresh air, I thought. But last night, oh my goodness, you know, it was just powerful. And Trump spoke fine. I think we'd heard so much about him and from him over the preceding days that perhaps that really wasn't the highlight. But, you know, the widow of the cop
Dorn,
St. Louis who was gunned down. Oh, what a story. I don't know about you, but I was really, I had tears in my eyes. I mean,
well, I mean, throughout the whole evening, I mean, from the Mueller family to to her, I mean, you know, the stories were just one right after another that were so touching. Yes, I mean, you couldn't help but cry.
It was moving. It was really moving. And by the way, these were not just stories of people who've had hard times. These are people who have had hard times and were really helped by Donald Trump. That was the point. And I think, again, a vivid contrast with the Democrat convention where you had any number of people who yes, had had difficulties in their life, but it really had nothing to do with Joe Biden. It was
right.
Sort of like, you know, more their stories had to do with, you know, how tough immigration practices hurt my family. Okay, well, their family had come to the United States illegally. Maybe that's a wrong thing. I mean, you know, this immigration story that the Democrats continue to hammer, there are two sides to it. And I think the GOP convention showed that legal immigrants are more than welcome in the United States. That naturalization ceremony that President Trump presided over,
very powerful.
That was very
yes.
heartfelt. I mean, we welcome people who come to this country, who want to contribute. You do it the right way. And I think that, you know, but this hasn't really been a front page story for a while, but it does remind you that, you know, the president is out there fulfilling the promises he made. And I thought, frankly, I think that should have been the theme last night. Promises made, promises kept, because I really think the president can claim that.
Well, I think they enumerated, Liz, to your point, a lot of things that people were probably surprised and going, well, we didn't hear about that in the media. I mean, Ivanka just checked off one after another of the promises that were made and that had been kept. And it was very powerful. And speaker after speaker, I mean, Dana White, the CEO, the founder of the UFC, and what he had to say about Donald Trump was especially, especially powerful and to the point. Just as a warning, what I appreciated was that, yes, number one, that we had to reelect President Trump, but also he said, you better think about who you choose to be your next governor, senator, congressperson, and mayor. He says it's so important to vote, and don't think that your vote doesn't matter, because to be honest with you, it has never mattered more than it does right now. This is from the, you know, from Dana White.
I think that's right. Plus, there were just so many good stories. The woman who had a small manufacturing plant, a company, and who had been rocked by the financial crisis, hurt by jobs being sent overseas because of bad trade bills, particularly to China. And then again has to survive COVID, but has done so, and is grateful to the president for standing up to China, even though it may have hurt her in the interim, knowing that that is something we had to do. I had to laugh. Bill, last night, I don't know if you get the Joe Biden press releases from his campaign. Mm-hmm. They sent out something last night talking about how Joe Biden is so much tougher on China. And I literally laughed out loud. I don't know what they're talking about. Certainly it's not true, but it's clear that he is, and they are, extremely anxious that this that the narrative from the Republicans about Trump taking on China, which, by the way, alienated a good part of the corporate community, establishment Republicans really weren't on board with that.
Right.
It had to be done, and he did it. I mean,
yes.
Honestly, if there's no other reason to vote for Donald Trump, that is number one, because, again, it was something that had to be done, but no one else is going to have the guts to do it. Look, all of us complain about some of his over-the-top tweets and all the rest of this, and I wish he would stop picking fights with people who are not worth fighting with.
Yeah,
but,
I'm with you.
But you got to say, at the end of the day, when Ivanka rattled off all the things that he had done, as you say, a lot of people have forgotten. Like, you know, by the way, on night one or two, when he interviewed all those hostages that had been brought,
Wow.
I'd kind of forgotten about that. I'm glad they did that.
50 hostages.
Yeah,
so far,
a big deal, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
exactly.
You know, you have the hostages, the trade deals, building back the military. By the way, more or less closing our southern border. My husband turned to me last night. He goes, you know, why aren't we hearing more about the border? I say, well, because there was a time when we had over 100,000 people a week going across that border.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a caravan coming
to
the border, right?
And by the way, staunching that flow was pretty messy, right? I mean, you had to get Mexico, you had to threaten Mexico and get them involved, and Guatemala and these other countries. But guess what? He did it. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty hard for me to figure really how Democrats, I mean, Jennifer Rubin's out, you know, Washington Post columnist saying, oh, it's all lies. Alex Johnson's testimony about being pardoned, getting out of jail, and being an activist for other reforms for other people getting out of jail, that's not a lie.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And staunching that flow of illegals is not a lie. Mm-hmm. There are so many stories. I was impressed. I didn't think Trump's speech was his best ever. Who cares? I mean,
yes.
The case was made. The by the way, the performance and the show quality, if you will, of the convention was 100 times better than Democrats. Everything about it was sort of dressed up, attractive, you know, all of that. But that's not that important. I think the messaging really was. And, you know, I've been sitting here every day, I'm sure you are too, looking at these polls incessantly. My favorite one is the betting odds, which Real Clear Politics follows, and they have just been, it's like a jaw closing. I mean, Biden has been going down every day
exactly.
for 3 weeks.
Yeah, like a stone in water, President Trump said. We've got more from Liz after this.
Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52%. 0.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Focus on that pronoun, ladies and gentlemen. We, like we the people. I mean, if there's going to be any changes to this country, it's we the people stepping up against the madness. You know, I liked what Ivanka had to say in particular. I mean, there was a lot of things she said, but one of the things that really resounded to me, Liz P., was when she said that Washington didn't change Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been changing Washington, and that's what's freaking him out. I mean, look at how many rhinos, you know, the Republicans that were part of the McCain guard and even the Bush guard, I might say, they're jumping ship. They cannot relate to this Republican Party that is so focused on the forgotten man and woman.
I think it's interesting because I think there is a political realignment taking place.
Mm-hmm.
I think Democrats have been very slow to pick up on this. They were really stunned. I watched them in 2016, as did you, as the election results came in. And I remember, I think it was CBS or NBC, we were watching to see and watching the states turn, you know, be checked off. And I think it was Ohio. They looked at some counties going for Trump, and they turned to each other and said, well, wait a minute, that's Union territory. They didn't get it, that those are exactly the districts and the kinds of voters that Democrats were losing to Donald Trump. Imagine being that far behind the eight ball, because I got it. I bet you got it.
Yes, exactly.
And that still is what's happening. I mean, it is over and over the case that Republicans are portrayed as rich white people. Well, guess what? That's changing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge percentage of Trump voters who are people without a college degree. Interestingly, a lot of those people have reasonably high incomes, which I take to mean that they don't have college degrees, but they have good union jobs. And I think if there is one core group in this country that is really offended by the Democrats' malpractice of the last 30 years, and particularly because of signing terrible trade deals, letting mm-hmm. China into the WTO, not understanding what China was up to. It is that group of people. And I don't think, I'll tell you what, I don't think all those Republicans flipping and voting for Joe Biden understand how out of touch they are with that group of people. They can't pretend to care about common Americans if they vote for Joe Biden. That's just a real fact. I mean, ordinary Americans are not the people rioting in the streets. Ordinary Americans are people who want to get up, go to work, earn a decent wage, take care of their families. That's who's going to reelect Donald Trump.
Exactly. And to your point, both parties are, I believe, are in transition. The Republicans have been for a while, but even more so with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been that catalyst to give a rebirth to conservatism and first principles. You know, let's get back to the Constitution. Let's get back to We the People. I mean, the Democrats tried to hijack We the People, but they're the furthest thing from We the People, and they couldn't sustain it because there's really no heart and soul to that message. It's not consistent. And so they have redefined themselves in a hard left democratic socialist manner. And that's become real clear. I mean, to such a degree that, as you say, many Democrats, you know, that old saying, I didn't leave the party has left me. I mean, they're kind of just finding themselves left standing alone. And then they go, well, you know, I'm a blue dog Democrat. I believe in first principles. And the only party that's offering any kind of semblance to first principles, clearly the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's an interesting change. And I think, you know, Trump last night was in sort of attack mode, and he did attack the establishment. And let's face it, that includes some Republicans. But I think I used that line that you quoted to conclude my column last night at the end of the evening about Trump not changing Washington or Washington not changing Trump, but other way around. Because I think it is really true. I think that's why Americans are excited by this president. We're so sick of the sort of oatmeal conversations you get from politicians, blah, 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 and they don't do anything. Again, I am struck. You know, you and I watch this stuff so closely, you can kind of lose your perspective. I am so struck by all the things he's done in 3.5 years.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable, particularly when you consider for 2 of those years, or 1.5 of those years, he's had a Democrat Congress to deal with. And for 4 years, he's been sort of bucking sort of the norms. He's been trying to get things done faster, more efficiently. And if there is one unifying theme to all the stuff he's done, all the agencies' efforts and all the rest, it is making government work better for common Americans.
Exactly.
And I think that's something they'll never forgive him for.
Well, he's an incredible example, and I find this. I mean, with all due respect to, you know, the union mentality sometimes levels off to me at the point of mediocrity. I mean, don't work too hard, don't put in too much, you get the same amount of money. I mean, with all due respect, okay, that has been my experience in dealing with different union activities, like, oh, Bill, you got to slow down, you're making us look bad, you know, that kind of thing. And Donald Trump comes in, and he's just, I mean, the guy is nonstop. I mean, he sleeps, I think, only 3 hours a day, I'm told.
I know.
And the rest of it is not nonstop. He is a ball of energy, and people have had a hard time, you know, keeping up with him. He just does, he rejects mediocrity. And
I think that's right. It's sort of, it's the government version, a little bit, of the founder of Apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs would never accept that something couldn't get done. And Donald Trump's the same way. And by the way, I know people who've sat in the meetings, and if somebody says, well, sir, that'll take 4 years, he goes, no, that can't possibly be right. We can't wait. You know, I mean, and he loves to tell this story of moving the embassy in Jerusalem and how it was supposed to cost $1 billion to build a new one, and he did it for so little money because they used an existing building. But you know what? That makes sense. And that's an old story. He's reprised it many times. And by the way, it also was the case in England when we did a new embassy there.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't accept the stupidity that governs so much of what goes on in Washington. And I think good for him.
Yes.
And I think most Americans think that is one of his best qualities.
Well, we all relate to that because we sit at home and go, are you kidding? What are they doing now? I mean, how much furniture? I mean, just in terms of incompetence, how much furniture, like almost new furniture, is just lying around in empty government buildings that we've paid for? And then there's new agencies that come up, and what do? Oh, we got to order new furniture.
Yeah.
What?
All that kind of stuff that just makes your head explode. One of the things he talked about recently, and I don't know if they're actually going to do this, but early on, there was conversation about taking some of the agency's headquarters and moving them out of D.C.
I like that idea.
Which I like a lot because, number one, it spreads around. Why should this particular area of the country, Washington and surrounding suburbs, benefit exclusively from the rise in government spending, the inexorable rise in government spending? Why not share that bounty? Well, now they're talking about taking some of these agencies, plopping them down in the middle of opportunity zones. You can imagine these agency guys are, you know, all these, I'll call them deep state, and I don't really mean that, but these sort of embedded bureaucrats are going to say, what? I don't want to work in this kind of neighborhood. Well, guess what, folks? It makes a lot of sense. It would be, again, sort of sharing the wealth. Everybody wants to pay their fair share. How about living your fair share?
Right,
that's
exactly.
A great idea.
And how about gaining perspective for what the different zip codes of America experience? And you can't do that out of D.C. You're so jaundiced and so, you know, ideologically fixed like we talked about before. And everything is, your worldview is through, you know, through your prism of Washington, D.C. What a mess.
That's exactly right. So, I don't know. I hope that voters kind of tune out the liberal media between now and November. Really kind of look at the facts on the ground, look at what Trump did create in the way of a strong economy. By the way, the economy is roaring back. It's just astonishing to me. I was looking at some credit card data yesterday. Spending is up year over year, even with probably 30-40% of the economy still shut down, even with travel at practically zero and hotels and professional sports and all these things that people spend money on, overall spending is up. I find that astonishing. Mm-hmm. And when people tell you, oh, the stock market, nobody cares about that. Well, 52% of Americans have some involvement
exactly.
in the stock market. And more than that, wealthier people who are very impacted by the stock market may do more than their share of consumer spending. They drive the bus. So that is what's keeping us afloat right now. Don't disparage a booming stock market. It helps consumer net worth, and that helps home prices. It helps home purchases. There are a lot of things going right now,
mm-hmm.
and I hope, that that will continue to accelerate as we approach November.
Well, you realize, Liz, and you've seen this before, is that when the foundation is right, and what Donald Trump did by limiting regulations, the tax breaks, he really set up a new foundation for business that we could operate on. Otherwise, you imagine, with the Obama economy, if it had been faced with COVID, where would we be right now? How much distress would we be in?
We'd be in big trouble. I went back and researched what Joe Biden did. I put this piece out months ago attacking the H1 virus. He did nothing. He talked about, oh, we all met in the Situation Room. Didn't do anything. They just met in the Situation Room. It's the most bogus story out there, and I should retweet it because really it's not true that he did much about that.
Well, and that's that's all they can hang to. Hang on is just keep throwing lies out there. You know, the president comes back with facts, and they come with innuendo.
And they accuse him of lying.
I know. It is quite rich, to say the least. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Pink has been with us. Liz, as always, have a great day. Be safe.
Thank
Be
you
well.
So much. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then.